Welcome back to Head Games for our final segment. Here's Ron Jaworski on Peyton Manning and why, up till yesterday, he was playing so much better.
Well, I think there's been a couple things this season that he hasn't done in the past. Number one, the mobility issue. You're starting to see Peyton Manning make plays outside the pocket. Movement within the pocket has always been his strength. Now you're seeing him forced with pressure up the middle to move outside the pocket and make plays. I think the other thing, he's becoming much more patient. Maybe it's with age. Who really knows? But now he's taking what the defense gives him. And the Buffalo game was a real-life example of that. He wasn't forcing the football into coverage. Clearly, Buffalo was determined to take away Reggie Wayne and Marvin Harrison, holding them to 6 catches in the game. Peyton did not try to force the football in there. When he had the opportunity to get the ball to them, he did, but he was patient. Of optimum importance to Peyton Manning is to win, period. He's not a stats guy.
Well, unfortunately, the stat was that the W went to Dallas. And even as Tony Romo was just beginning his career as a starting quarterback for Dallas a few weeks ago, I think it was 19 for 23 yesterday, he was the one that looked more like the efficient marksman down the field. What do you think about that performance yesterday, Len Dawson?
Well, I think it's an amazing performance. I know when Parcells decided to install him as a starting quarterback, there's a lot of talk about, well, what are they doing that for? You know, you got Bledsoe there, just protect him more because he can pass. But this guy adds a dimension that Bledsoe does not have, and that's the ability to move, to scramble, and to avoid getting sacked. Bledsoe got sacked so many times. A quarterback that can move like he can avoid some of those losses. What you always want to stay away from is negative yardage, whether it's a running game or the passing game, and he's able to do that. And for Peyton Manning, he's still having a hell of a year, I'll tell you that.
And the other thing for Dallas was, Sam Huff, they stuck with the running game, which was not successful early, but in the end, both Jones and Barber combined for about 114 yards.
Well, when you talk about running, Lombardi used to say, if you run the football, you control the clock, and when you control the clock, you control the game. And when you talk about running the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Washington Redskins, Cadillac Williams ran the ball 27 times, 122 yards, as I said earlier. But the team ran the ball 42 times and gained 181 yards on the ground against the Washington Redskins defense. That's just unheard of, and that's one thing they have to stop. They have to stop the run. Gradowski, young quarterback, also was 14 for 21, passing the ball 178 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. And they ask about Campbell. He was 19 for 34, 196 yards, 2 touchdowns, and Grabowski had 1 interception, and Campbell had none, so he had 2 touchdowns to his credit.
Well, listen, guys, we're going to have to go, but Len Dawson,
what?
Sam Huff, as always, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. You're listening to Head Games on Sports Byline Network, Sirius Channel 122. Dick Vermeil on Wednesday's show. We'll see you then.